Hey everybody, just a quick blurb. I'm working on content as we speak right now. Today, however, it's not quite ready yet. So soon, it'll be coming. And you'll hear it right here on Learn More Truth. Stay tuned.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And, you know, Jess, you just mentioned, you know, us as a whole, you know, us as a people, you know, the inauguration, you know, these type of things, it's just, you know, it's entertainment. You know, it's not necessarily something that we are to get involved in. It's nothing that necessarily involves us. It's just a transition of power that has already been instituted to take place. That's it. It's a celebration of it. So I'm not for, you know, celebrating, you know, the United States transition of power. You know, it's not that, you know, when I say I'm not concerned with the inauguration, not to say that I'm not concerned with the matter at hand with the United States being the rearers of our people in particular, still being the oppressors of our people and still being the ones to hold our light while we are temporarily taking a nap. So, you know, I'm, you know, very aware of the United States, its structure, its goal, its mission, its role, and its purpose. And it's also key that, you know, us as a people are aware to a degree of how the United States operate. You know, even when it comes to knowing how they operate, learning how they operate, you know, I didn't, you know, learn it from, you know, a book on how the United States necessarily operate. You know, I've read in books, you know, their code and such, but now for me to properly understand their nature and know how they operate, this is what was and continuously is revealed to me by the great God Allah, because this is the creator of the heavens and the earth. So Allah has the foresight to now share with us, not me alone, with us on the purpose of the things he creates, or the purpose of the things he allowed to be created. So to now share with us the past of something and being able to share with us the future of something, then that is supreme wisdom. And that goes beyond any type of contemporary wisdom that we come into the world and obtain, you know, strictly through books. You know, just like, you know, in the Bible, in the Quran, it gives us a heads up of the things that we are to be involved in. It gives us a heads up of what we are to expect. So when we are truly grounded in these things, not just through lip profession, but when we are truly grounded in these things, then it helps us to eliminate grief. It's helped us to overcome obstacles and persevere, not frivolously, but to persevere in the midst of us building something in the presence of our enemy. So being familiar with the United States is in the scripture, because to follow the messengers, there's no way any of the messengers could properly prophesy and not see the United States coming at the end of the world. So being, we are given a heads up of the United States system, of this new type of snake that's going to be different than the other. But this government is going to devour the world. We were given a heads up of this thousands of years in advance, because we knew what time it was and we know what time it is. And their time is now declared out. And, you know, this transition of power, as we were just saying with the inauguration, is just another form of the dog and a pony trick, where we think these things involve us, but it necessarily don't. It's important for us to have our ear open to receive information, to be privy of the news around us, because if we could just, you know, look in context of just our ancestors, when the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, you know, when these things were being deliberated on, our forefathers didn't have a hat in a pot. Our forefathers didn't have a say-so in Congress. Our forefathers wasn't nowhere at the table. When these meetings was taking place behind closed doors on how and what should we do with these slaves, we didn't have a voice. We didn't get the memo. We wasn't shared newspapers for us to read, because we couldn't even read. Because we will be put to death if we attempted to read. So when these things were taking place behind closed door that concerned us, we weren't involved. And even today, we are still not involved in this system, as such as voting. Our vote doesn't matter, nor does anyone else, because the United States is such a wise country that they would never leave it to the naive people to elect a leader to keep a system like this functioning. This is why their system is written in Freemasonry. But now that's another avenue that, you know, brings us back to the beach that I don't want to necessarily walk yet. However, with the inauguration and such, it's just a transition of power. We should be more concerned about the effect of our present situation, of how vulnerable we are and have become, and what should we do to better position ourselves to be independent. We shouldn't look at...
But
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I understand there's a delay between you and me.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to share how, with us being in a position of now our vulnerability being 100% exposed for this world, or should I say, just with emphasis, the United States in particular, with this type of situation with Trump transitioning out of power and these things at the Capitol and such taking place, then this only goes to show us that it's important for us to now do for self and have our own. Because if we think that Joe Biden is some way the great European hope for us held bondage in the United States of America, then we have another thing coming, which will only bring further chastisement to force us to do what's proper. I conclude with that, Brother Dolph. Thank you. And that is
okay, when you say,
to do for self.
Okay, cool. And I'm totally in alignment with you, and I'm so glad to have you here tonight. I'm going to let you have the floor again so you could introduce yourself to this this audience, because we're here tonight building. So please introduce yourself. We're just having a conversation here. We're using this network to platform on. Feel free to introduce yourself there. Go ahead.
All right. Peace. I'm Brother Dale Muhammad Ali, for those that are not familiar. It's a pleasure to also be on your platform, Brother Dolph. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You're most welcome. As normally on Wednesday nights, every week, 6 p.m. Pacific, there's a show that's hosted every Wednesday where we conduct a live panel chat, tackling or taking on from the standpoint of more science and everything, culture, history, and we come meet you where you are. Brother Adele breaks down the scriptures to where, you know, keep it simple, and we're able to keep it simple and basically let you know about the Moorish movement and everything surrounding that. So I'm proud to be involved with it. We actually had canceled it, the original program for the day, with good reason. However, I decided to carry on from my standpoint, and Brother Dale became available. So I appreciate him appearing on the Obsidian Think Tank tonight. I'm hoping to have another guest here momentarily to call in on my Google phone number and have his voice here as well, Brother Salik. Anyway, I had time to reflect on it, and also had time to watch it. I actually had one eyeball over here and one here as I was actually streaming it. I was streaming the C-SPAN feed of the pageantry associated with this change of power. Now, leading up to it, of course, as is everything spelled out, you know, through prophecy, and I'm a believer in the Creator and the Most High, I honestly didn't think that this was going to happen, because with what happened with the insurrection, you know, over a week ago now, and it just, I won't say that this is reset to normal, because we are not under normal circumstances at all, individually or collectively. The thing I'm seeing is this symbolism and the pageantry associated with this thing to make people feel good. And it's absent of any critical thinking, in my opinion. People aren't necessarily following guidance, divine guidance, and they're going with the way that they feel. They're going with what they see. They're going with what they're hoping for that's in the closet, when our just rewards are here if we just mobilize. And mobilizing isn't a bad thing. It's saying coming coming into, from my perspective, speaking for myself only, it's from the perspective of knowing yourself and proclaiming yourself within you, and then making notice of it at some juncture, officially. And that's what's required to, in order to stand, from what I see, in order to be in your correct status. And we'll get into that later. But we, when we get into being on your mark and in on correct status, that's what's required. So you could be in a better position to claim your estate. And people are like, what does claim your estate mean? Well, that's when it gets more complicated. But but the news feeds that I was reading that were from alternate sources were indicating that this was just a big theatrical presentation to throw people off the mark at what really is going on, which is Olympus crumbling. Olympus is crumbling apart. I mean, I even suggested on my other podcast, really, that I just started, called Learn More Truth, shameless plug, that they were are going to be conducting military tribunals in D.C. for people that were prosecuted for the insurrection and for other crimes. And there's, from the mainstream side, there's documents, several documents, in the, you know, guarding the Obamagate scandal. But you don't hear anything of that. What you hear about was dressed to the nines, and how he was dressed and had swag at this display of pageantry. And I just think this is just one big distraction. And those of you that are, you know, watching tonight, you'll see that I wrote something. I actually wrote something a little earlier before going to air on that appears on my Bobby Day page. I put it, of course, at the top. But I wasn't coming from anything of a negative aspect in writing that. It was just in reflection and taking in everything that's going on, that we're being bamboozled, we're being led astray once again, and we're being lulled to sleep because we're still black. We're accepting the fact that we're black. We're accepting this installment, and granted, the imagery of a woman in that position is great, because we're supposed, you know, we give honor to women that are the core, very core foundation of civilization as we know it. Without women, we don't have offspring. So I get that part. But it's just her track record. And yet with the track, because I was kind of a side bench advocate for trying to get justice for a young woman that went by the name of Mytrese Richardson. I don't know if you're familiar, but it was a young woman in her early 20s that died sometime after being taken into custody with the LA County Sheriff's Department. And she was assessed, arrested instead of taking in a mental health screen. Long story short, she ended up dead in Malibu Hills, actually in Topanga somewhere. And that department has been covering up ever since. Her remains were located sometime later. And it's just the whole cover up behind that. Well, Kamala at the time was the state attorney general. And the family was essentially begging her to revisit the case because of all the scandal that was going on with that department at the time. And they were stonewalling the family regarding the death of, and that's the only thing that stuck with me. So what I'm saying is this, you could still, what the signal that it sends me is that you can still screw up, but as long as you fit the image that the system wants to see, they'll put you in place. I mean, she's, you know, I just think a lot of things and a lot of the policies that she's had when she was AG and when she was AG and district attorney in San Francisco, I just think she's going to advance certain policies that's going to put those of us that are in undescendable titles and just keep us incarcerated and keep us out of a proper standing. I mean, that's just my viewpoint. It's a long-winded version, but that's my viewpoint. I mean, we won't... It's just the optics involved with this whole thing, man. Just don't add up. And it's, I don't have a dog in the race. So it's not necessarily that troubling to me because I know where I need to be. So I'm grounded in what I am and who I am. And I just need to undergo this process of being separated from that system, which is wretched. So that's my viewpoint on that. I'm still waiting on our other guest as we wing this thing. But I don't know if you agree or disagree or if I actually made a point or I'm just rambling, but really that's my whole take on it. If you missed it, you didn't see it, it'll be circulating in the news feeds for a while, so you get a chance to catch it. I would suggest that anybody watches it because it's actually a good study in how things work in the system. And you're going to see people point out, I got to look into it further, but there's photos of flags with the 13 colonies on it, the ancient colonial banner. So somebody took some pictures of that, and there's a bunch of symbolism that's probably going to come out after this as well. As far as probably, that might even be on the fringe of conspiracy theory because of colors and things like that. You know, the colors of the dresses that are worn, the colors of the clothes and all that stuff. But right now is a Cinderella moment. Oh, here we go. You hear that? That's a good thing. Somebody rescued me. All right. Hello. Hello. Hey, Brother Salik. This is Bobby Day, and you are on live. You there? Connecting. Hello? Here we go. Yeah, you know, it's technology. You can't always rely on 100%.
Tell but me I recognize about it.
We always, it's funny how you have to rely on it now. The whole tech complex has got us relying on this stuff where you know, I work through my phone. So, you know, I get money through my phone now. So it's, I never thought it would be this way. I was just talking about earlier at the start of the show that I remember back in the 80s, you know, because I spoke to a friend of mine earlier that works at a certain capacity. And I spoke to them earlier, and they were among the first people that I've seen have a home computer. And my only regret was saying to him that, oh man, that'll never work. That's only for geeks. Here we are now talking on the on the computers and stuff. I don't know what I'd be able to do without my computer, and that's sad. I'm not able to connect with him, so I'm probably going to have to work on another way to get in touch with him.
Okay.
Did you have anything else?
Well, yeah,
that you really wanted to talk about.
You know, just to, you know, back up what you were just sharing. You know, it's, you know, everything that's taking place is headed to continue to lead us down the path of hell. You know, there's nothing beneficial that could really come from this administration, just as it wasn't nothing beneficial that came from the last administration. And we cannot look for them to, you know, provide us some type of reward that's going to, you know, put us as a people in a better position, as if Biden is for quote unquote black people and now we're going to be better off, or that since Kamala Harris is his right hand is going to now put so-called black people in a better position, and also black women. And you know, we cannot fall for these traps, because nothing that they have within their administration to execute is for our benefit. Nevertheless, Allah is so wise that he is the best at plan. So whatever plan that they think that they will execute, Allah will be sure that it will be in our best interest, only if we continue to strive in the way of his path. If not, then as we have mentioned earlier, it's going to be a thing of our conditions will grow worse. If we think that this coronavirus pandemic so far has put us in a position of despair, then it will only grow worse if we do not realize the need to do for ourselves in the form of establishing our own, in the form of doing exactly what the United States did when it was in its infancy, when it was just 13 organizations, 13 colonies that formed the more perfect union. And in that, they sought ways of how can we be more independent? And the key thing is agriculture. And this is one thing that we emphasize on heavily is agriculture purchase. We have to be able to have our own land to develop on. But now, having these things, they declare their independence. But you cannot declare your independence or think that you're independent if you're still relying on a handout. If you don't have stores of your own, if you don't feed yourself, if you don't cloth yourself, then we are not independent. So we have to make strides towards that path. And this is the most right time to initiate such things. And if we do not do it, then we'll become just as the dinosaurs, because they couldn't adapt, because they didn't know what time it was. And they didn't know their time was declared out. And that's why they no longer here.
But we're more developed, though. We're humans. We're smarter. And we have a woman that's in the, you know, in the vice presidency, and she's Black.
Right. I mean, right. Yeah. Exactly. And that's exactly what a lot of us would try to come back and say. And
Brother Sleek, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead, Adele. Brother Sleek, can you hear me?
Press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
All right. There we go. Sounds like an institutional phone. My bad.
I was just going to say that.
Brother Salik, welcome. All right, I'm you're on the air, brother. You're on the
you
air.
You got 15 minutes.
You got 15 minutes?
That's a county call, brother. You got 15 minutes. And it's commissary day, so you're going to have to get that up. Hey, I don't mean to make a mockery of our brothers that are incarcerated. I'm just saying. Brother Salik, what's going on, man?
Right.
All right. Thank you for calling into the think tank.
Hey,
go ahead.
Man, I was just
go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem.
Yeah, we were just discussing some of the things that you and I had discussed prior to earlier today. And then we were also talking about some other things as far as the topic. For the topic for the following week. You and I had talked about how, you know, people that come in, they're fairly new. There's a lot of things that you're going to go through. And so we were kind of like going through, you need to deal with the elephant in the room, especially for a new member, you know, that it's a process of steps and the levels to it. What's happening is, you know, I know for me, it took me about two and a half years to detox from the 400 years of conditioning to be able to even fathom and accept what I've read and what I know to be true. So it was it's a process. And so I know the first thing that most people do is they're going to go through, they're going to join, and they get all excited, and they start to parrot some of the things that they've heard on our calls or what they may have read. A lot of times, you know, that's a bad idea, but simply because they're new. And so you're you know, this is dealing with the Moors and, you know, building a nation and everything is, as far as what we're doing, it's gonna require time and steps and levels. And so what typically happens is you're excited because you've got the epiphany of, wow, this is amazing. And then immediately you start to run out and you start telling your friends and family. And then you're surprised when they slam the door on you. Wow. And you're like, man, y'all getting ready to go to jail with that Al-Qaeda bullshit. You know, excuse my French. But that's what happens. So a lot of us discouraged because of that, because we obviously want them to feel and see and experience the epiphany of this truth that we're sharing, and so that they can join the nation. And you know that because of the love that we have for our family and friends, we don't want to be rejected. And then what that does sometimes is stimulate doubt in the mind and in the minds of a new person. So what Adele and I were talking about was that we should deal with that elephant in the room as far as new people. That way they know that when they go out and they start sharing this information with other people, that it's not a good thing in the beginning, because they're going to get that rejection. They're going to get that where they're anticipating that, you know, hey, they're giving out winning lottery tickets and you expect everybody to join. But even if that was the fact, people still wouldn't join, even if it was a free winning lottery ticket, because they're just skeptical. People are skeptical and jaded. They expect, once moving into this structure that we're conditioned to, Starbucks, you know, it's not picking the beans and then grinding the beans and separating the beans from which ones are good, which ones are okay, which ones are bad, and then grinding them up and actually putting them in your kettle and warming the water up. It's a process. And so a lot of people are not willing to go through that process because they want instant gratification. And so when they don't see instant results and they're getting all this negative feedback from their friends and family, then they just quit. Like, this is not it, you know. And then a lot of times, like, you know, I know that, you know, a lot of us, and me included, I went to the UCC route, getting a lot of information. I'm like, it's matching it up with the laws and codification of the laws and what's going on. And I'm like, this is the route. But yet, I know successfully benefited through the UCC code. And that's for them. We are classified under as black, not citizens, so we couldn't benefit from that even if we wanted to, because there's a law that states the judge and an attorney, everybody steps into that theater, they can interpret the law the way they want to, meaning that if they decide to say, you're right, but no, then that's the decision, and you're true. So we shouldn't even be in that theater at all,
right?
Because it's pertaining to them. And we also were discussing this. I heard somebody over the internet, Biden is going to actually bring this and may do an executive order on it as far as reparations finally. However, that's calling for the banana in the tailpipe, because that's actually getting them to admit that they're black. This figure it was talked about, that you have to go and research your ancestry and prove that one of your ancestors was enslaved. Now, of course, all we have to do is say, well, look at my last name. And it's Irish, so obviously, I didn't Africa, or for that matter, being born here with the name in it, you know, primacy showing that my forefathers were enslaved. But nevertheless, you know, that was one of the things that they were talking about that they may require them to do. But I was sharing with Brother Adele that, you know, should that even happen, all they're going to do is do exactly what was in Dave Chappelle's script and go out and open up record stores and fried chicken and Prada, Gucci, and all, and just give it right on back. Give it right on back to the very people that sold our heritage in the first place.
Mm.
human trafficking. So
wow,
we discussed that well, as far as what we need to do is kind of wake people up that is the trap.
Well, you touched on UCC. Now let me break that down, because I just actually finished reading this book. I made a bunch of highlights in it, and I'm also keeping it as reference, like I do with all this. Uniform Section 16 in the book,
right.
Page 14, Uniform Commercial Code. The government established a color law system to fit their colorable currency. It used to be called the law merchant, or the law of redeemable instruments, because it dealt with paper, which was redeemable in something of substance. But once Federal Reserve notes had been declared unredeemable, there had to be a system which was completely colorable from start to finish. That's a word that comes up a lot in these readings, colorable. Colorable from start to finish. The system of law is codified as Uniform Commercial Code and has been adopted in every state of the union. This is colorable law used in all of the courts. It's like Brother Salik said, the courts, you need to be in there. We are not in our proper authority. We are under, when we fall under colorable authority, that's when they can have their way with us. So, because you fall under those colorable, undesirable titles that we're still going by. Kamala Harris is not black, but they're going to push that. They're going to advance that, just like you said, so we could actually get, allow ourselves to be duped again with this reparations effort, when it should be reclamations. We should be reclaiming our status, our inheritance. So yeah, that's all I wanted to read from that real quick. You touched on UCC.
I appreciate that. And the whole thing is, once you go in there with that argument into their courtroom, it's a wrap. You're done.
Right.
Because again, there's a law on the books that say they can interpret the law any way they wish.
Right.
So,
man,
we're, by going into their system, guaranteed.
The name, you know, the name in itself, you know, just to add on to that, you know, because, you know, the courtroom, when you mention that, you know, it just, you know, triggered the nerve. And because it in itself entails it all, you know, when you go into their courtroom, you know, then we pause, you know, then we take a moment to reflect on all of the different sports that we are aware of. And when we look at basketball, we say, okay, you got the basketball court, you have the defender side, and you have the offender side. When you look at football, you say, okay, you have not necessarily a court, but it's a field. But even on the field, you have the offender side, you have the defender side. But now when you go into like a courtroom, a judicial setting, you have the judge on one side. You see, you about to go play half court basketball, where only they make the decisions, because you don't have the same position they have on the other side of the court. Because if you are going in an equal courtroom, then the same side that you're going to go do the layup on is going to look like the same side they about to go do the layup on. But we'd be going into a courtroom that's a half court setting, where they're the only ones that can score the point. And we are the only ones standing on the back end that don't get that type of opportunity. So when we come in from the get-go into their courtroom, we already lost. So this is, once again, the importance of us establishing our own. Because we going by these false labels, black, color, African-American, Negro, and all these different things, no matter how spicy it may sound, since we know it's a holy ministry to death, we allow things because we are tolerant. Nevertheless, all these names delude to death. According to science, it means death. When we're looking at, you know, science, whenever we mention black, then it refers to death. You know, if we're looking at wires and we have the white wire and the black wire, which one is going to be the negative? It's going to be the black one. If we have any type of plague or disease that is now upon us,
And according to science, and we label the plague, we'll call it a black plague. They wouldn't say it's a white plague. So black, according to science, means death. And we continue to bear these labels that have us as volunteer slaves to the same system that had our ancestors as slaves. You know, and this begs the question, majority of us in the Western Hemisphere are Christians, 98%. The other half, or should I say the other small percentage, still believe in some type of scripture base, whether it's Judaism, whether it's Islam. Nevertheless, us being with lip profession, having the faith, but we continue to go vote in the United States system. We continue to celebrate their so-called holy days, which are the most drunker days of the year. We celebrate these things and we profess to be of God to the point where we stand in defense of the United States and say that they are even of God. And this puts us in a bad position because according to the same scripture that we say we believe in, it tells us there's going to be a wicked nation that's going to devour the whole world, that's going to have people chant his name as if it's the greatest of ever. We fail to see that that is us that is referred to in the scripture. Because we love to say how powerful the United States is. We love to say and include ourselves, just like back in physical slavery times, we would say, we, yes, master. You know, we sick. We show is powerful. And this is the same stance we take when we speak of the most powerful army. What you mean, we? You're not part of that. Oh, we,
who's
we offer freedom. Exactly. And this is the stance we take out of our ignorance. And the scriptures warn us of these things. And since we do this, we don't necessarily know what side we are. This is why we are saying that we follow Jesus. But when you look around, we are continuing to suffer. We suffer left and right under the cross. We suffer left and right under this same banner of the United States. And then when you ask, what was Jesus' nationality? We have the nerve to say he was an Israelite. Then we say, what's your nationality? We say, oh, I'm black. There's no black people in the Bible. There's no brown people in nowhere in the Bible. But we'll continue to say this is what we believe in. But we can't find ourselves nowhere in this because we go by these type of labels. There's over 40 different nationalities mentioned in the Bible. And none of them are black, Negro, or colored that have a descent nature for us to call ourselves these names. And this is what puts us in a bind. And even like, you know, what you was mentioning, Brother Salik, about, you know, when we become conscious, you know, the elephant that's in the room is just that. When we become conscious, we throw the wrong things away. And we start to now grasp to the things that we shouldn't grasp to. And we lose our focus. We'll become conscious and we'll say, well, I know these Europeans lied to me all this year about religion. I'm not religious no more. I'm just spiritual. We throw away the holy books. I don't need no holy book. Man wrote these. Man wrote this stuff. I don't need this stuff. Of course man wrote this stuff. But what man? Because if God was to send you a message, then what would the message look like? If he was to send it in a language you couldn't understand, then how would you be able to receive it? But these are the things we find so many excuses to try to validate our consciousness that we now throw away those same building blocks that are necessary. So we end up losing our way as we think we are finding our way. We'll throw away these things. We'll profess to be Muslims, Moslems. However, we are not necessarily doing what it means to be a mosque or a Muslim, because that means one who submits to God. What God? We refer to God as Allah because we are definitive about what we worship. We know what it is. English being the only language that don't have a word, a single word for God, it puts us once again in the bind to be confused, to be deceived by Satan, because anything could be taken for as a God in the United States. And this is why they tell us in God we trust. But we don't know that they're referring to themselves as white people. Then we turn around and call ourselves black to validate their class system of superiority, and it further validates our inferiority. And these are the things we can't get out of until we do, as Brother Dolph shared, get out of these names that they have us in. We have to proclaim who we are internally, then we can proclaim it formally. And this is the most difficult thing for us as people to do, is to be what we know. It's easy to find out what we are and who we are, but now to be what you're supposed to be is the next task. And that's where a lot of us, we get off the road and don't want to walk that path, because it costs us now to once again adhere to some law. Because we'll leave religion and say, well, religion was created to control us. Well, if you're not adhering to God's laws, who laws do you think you're going to adhere to? Because the United States have things set up to, therefore, by default, you're going to obey their laws. And their laws will now put you in a position to be the most perverse creature on this earth.
Learn More Truth Podcast. Perspectives, topics, points of view from the conscious Moorish American standpoint. Posting weekly content. Be sure you listen, like, and support where you can.